Okay, you might, something you get your appendix, if you have your appendix taken out, you say you had an attack of
appendicitis.
Okay, and if you eat something that doesn't agree with you, you might, it won't stay down, you have to.
Sour stomach.
Okay, and you have to
book it up.
Okay, there's another thing for that.
Go down and say,
vomit it up, bulk it up, or cough it up.
Okay. What about a, not a very nice way of saying that? I'm thinking of puke, skin of goat, spew, barf, something like that.
It's praise medicine. You can take praise medicine. Turn it down. Place it. It'll go down and place up, is all I know.
Okay. And if a person vomited, you'd say he was sick?
Sick on his stomach.
Okay. And if you've lived in a town all your life, and someone asks you, have you lived here long? You might say, why, I've lived here
all my life.
Or, all, I've been here. Say always. Okay. Or you might say, how long have you been living here? I've been living here ever
since I was born.
Okay. And say, it wasn't an accident. He did it. It wasn't an accident. He did it. Say, he meant to do it. He did it.
On purpose.
Okay. Okay, what sort of term? Okay, if a boy's real interested in a girl and comes to see her a lot, you might say he's
in love with her.
Okay. And you say courting her, barking her.
Courting her?
Okay. Any other words? You remember a long time ago?
His sweetheart.
She's
a sweetheart, loving one another.
Okay. And he would be her
boyfriend.
And she would be his
girlfriend.
Okay. And the boy comes home with lipstick on his collar. You might say he's been
loving the girl.
Okay. Or another word for kissing.
Kissing, yeah.
Okay, would you think of another word for that?
No.
Bussin', smoochin', spoochin'.
Smoochin', yeah.
Okay. And if he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want to, you might say she's
turned him down, don't want to marry.
Okay. But you say, gave him the sack, showed him the gate, gave him the axe. Ever heard of him?
No.
Jilted him? Okay. You say, but if she doesn't turn him down, they might go ahead and get
married.
Okay. Any humorous ways of saying that?
No, I don't reckon either.
Okay. Hitch, splice, jump the broomstick. Okay. At a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is called the
best man.
Okay. And the girl who stands up with the bride.
Best girl.
Okay. And after a wedding, a lot of people in the town might all come together and make a lot of noise and what would you call
wedding man.
Okay. You ever heard of serenade or
cowbell,
calisthenes? Or belling, or sugary.
No.
Okay.
Somebody gets no one to help it. Pick a fan.